ordinarily they
would. Ordinary conversation.
Yes, they'd say these.
And I'm after a gang of cuts. A child got a very deep cut. I said, well, that's it. It's an ugly looking wound.
Well, I didn't use that. Let's see, call off some to say something else that would draw my attention to the word they might use, but they wouldn't use the word wound.
They wouldn't?
No. I can't remember. I just can't remember what they would say, but I don't remember that word until later years either.
I see.
Gash. I'll say gash.
Gash.
I've heard that used.
You have to excuse me. There's this time of year.
You have an allergy.
I have an allergy. And it's, I don't get it in August. So it can't be hay fever, but there are no roses that are out yet.
Not yet.
Excuse me.
You're probably getting it off the trees, pollen off the trees.
If the gash or the cut becomes infected and it rises up on the
proud flesh.
And what did you put on cuts?
Well, I'll tell you what we used for proud flesh was carbolic acid.
Was what?
Carbolic acid.
Oh, I see.
It was used quite frequently for disinfectant. Most people used it, not full strength, of course, but they would, you know, use it in water.
And how about just an ordinary cut on a child? Would you paint it with anything?
We didn't have anything like mercurochrome or iodine or anything like that then. Really and truly, all I remember the people using for disinfectant was carbolic acid. Now, we always kept at our house, in our home, carbolic acid. We never was phthalic. That was something that was in the medicine cabinet to be a standard to be used.
In fact, I imagine it was very good.
It was very good.
How about a pimple that would get very large, very sore?
Boil.
And the material in it would be.
Oh, let's see. What did they call it? I can't remember. But
pus or
could yes,
corruption.
Corruption. I remember both those words being used.
And in a blister, what would be the material in a blister?
Water.
Common. Just continue on this morbid subject. What were common diseases?
Chills. Malaria. He had a chill. He's got malaria. We took chill tonic for that.
And what was that made of?
A chill tonic. Well, now that was something that you bought. It came in a bottle. You would buy. Now that was the two things: the carbolic acid and chill tonic that most everybody kept. Because the kids all had chills in the summertime.
I wonder what would be in the chill time.
I really don't know.
Quinine?
Might be.
But you never took quinine as such?
I have, but not a lot of it.
And what other childhood diseases?
Of course, I had chicken pox and measles and things like that. They would have occasionally what they call malaria. This was a country the water wasn't very good. They had lots of malaria and typhoid fever.
Is that right?
Yes. There was a lot of it. In those days, not anymore.